sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey, hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back. It is Wednesday. It is 2 o'clock.
Live.
Somewhere. It's 2 o'clock somewhere.
2 o'clock here.
You know, you've heard the music, the song, the country song. I think it's country. Isn't it Jimmy Buffett? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Scheduled on today's show. This is an action-packed show.
Okay.
Coming up momentarily, she fights this Saturday night on the Four Letter Network on ESPN. Nina Ansaroff will be on, followed by Pedro Munhoz, followed by Aljamain Sterling, followed by, and this is where you're stepping in, Pauly
Malinagi.
We're close enough. And then my good fro will be on, King Mo.
Your bro, he retired.
Yeah.
Dropping the R word.
Well, we'll see. Retired, not retired. Muhammad Lawal will be on towards the end of the program. You hear that music? Is that from?
I think it's in the background of my restaurant.
Is it? All right, well, maybe you can.
I can kill that.
Yeah, why don't
I got people.
That?
Hey, Anthony.
I was going to turn you off. Yeah, go you take care of that. Go take care of it. Go take care of it. So we're going to talk to those five. I want to get a few things off my chest real quick.
You usually do.
Gerald McCoy.
Gerald.
He's home.
The former 93 uniform of the Buccaneers.
The former Tampa Bay Buccaneer that wore the number 93 that I guess him and some other people felt was his. Now, I was pretty vocal about number 40 and that White shouldn't wear 40. 40 is Mike Allstott. This is just me.
Okay.
But Gerald McCoy is not Mike Allstott.
No way. Not even close.
Gerald McCoy was a good player. Gerald McCoy was a very good player.
He didn't win nothing.
But he won nothing.
He won nothing. What did he get? A participation jersey hung at the stadium in the Ring of Honor?
He got a couple of participation Pro Bowls. people are talking the Ring of pretty good. You know, that he's a definite to be in there. He was a good player.
He was a good player.
And with that said, I have absolutely no problems whatsoever with Gerald McCoy going to the Charlotte Panthers. Carolina Panthers.
Carolina.
I got Charlotte on my mind.
Sure.
The Carolina Panthers. I'm cool with it. Revenge is a sweet thing.
Sure.
You know.
Same division.
You know, and it's a one-year deal.
Two times they play a season?
Well, they do, but in 2019, they do not play in Tampa.
Oh.
So, Gerald has a one-year deal where
he plays twice at home?
Well, no, once in London.
Okay. Oh,
and week London. Two is the Thursday night game. I'm cool with it.
I got to start looking at the season. I got to book my tickets to this London event.
Well, have fun.
I mean, if Trump can go to the UK, I should be able to get in.
Well, as long as you're
I want to have dinner with the Queen. I mean, I want to hang out with the Queen like Trump did.
Sure.
You think they'll have me there? Like, no. We'll have pizza on the menu.
No.
Do they have pizza in Europe?
Do you continue just being a knucklehead? I just got something sent to me. I'm trying to read, which is awful radio, I know.
Oh, you're good.
But there's a cruise line, and I'm not going to say which cruise line.
Okay.
That is now going to deliver pizza.
What? How did I not know about this?
Well, that's why I'm throwing it out at you.
So I can get a job on the open seas? Like, I can be like a pirate. Or like a, what do they call a buccaneer?
So how would you make the pizza on a little rowboat?
I mean, is it a cruise ship or is it a dinghy? Because I'm not hanging on a dinghy.
Well, as long as you can put your pizza oven and whatever on these things. But yeah, one of the cruise lines.
I mean, they're like little cities. I mean, like the cruise lines are literally like little cities. Like they're
big cities.
Yeah, they're like
it's
big
not a little
cities.
City.
I mean, they have everything you need. Literally.
Very true. Very true.
So, yeah, I could definitely
it's
be
kind of like an aircraft carrier. Not quite. Aircraft carriers, I would assume, are bigger. I've never been on one. I've been on a sub, which was awful. That was the worst 25 minutes of my life.
Really?
I hated it.
Just like claustrophobic. Yeah. Yeah.
And we really didn't get underway. We just kind of went in and went down, and I'm like, and you would think you'd be claustrophobic when I was in the middle of the ocean, but you're not.
Really?
Whether it's the warship or whether it's a cruise ship.
Well, so the guy who introduced us, John XD, he actually slept next to the nuclear warheads on the submarine. Like
that's alleged
for his job.
That's alleged.
That's what he said.
It's alleged.
What do you mean?
Well, because they teach you, and this was one of my famous lines that I would tell everyone. I can neither confirm nor deny the use of nuclear weapons aboard the USS Barry. Because
okay.
You can't tell people anything. You're stupid.
Oh,
we play stupid.
So
it's alleged.
So allegedly, he slept next to big things that shoot at other people.
Alleged. Everything you know is 100% alleged.
Sure.
We were going to have an in-studio guest today, or an in-pizza guest today.
I thought, I'm always intrigued by who you bring by, because last week was Dave Feldman,
yep.
President of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Well, at least you got that right.
And then, and corrected me on the squared circle
you
apparatus.
Said octagon. I can't believe you said octagon.
I just got caught up in the moment. I was so nervous. He's a legend. And you know what? He defers that at the time, but just wait till all the dust settles. The guy who brought this back to U.S. soil after 129 years. This sport, when it grows, we'll look back and say Dave was a legend.
Well, you will call him the Lorenzo Fertitta, the
sure.
Dana White, the Art Davy, all of that.
Yeah.
And I really truly believe bare knuckle fighting will do that. I truly do. But the guest that we were going to have on, I saw it last week during my wrestling watching on Mondays and Tuesdays. They have a training center here in St. Pete. It's World Wrestling Network Training Center.
Okay.
They were going to come in today because of King Mo. I asked them if we can move him to next week. And we're going to talk about that and how you can learn to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
You can learn to be Dusty Rhodes, Virgil Runnels. If you could learn one thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it can't be, you know, your boyfriend, Hulk Hogan. It has to be somebody different. Who would it be? What would it be?
To be the wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, would it be?
Dude, I would be the Naked Pizza Man, and I would deliver a butt whooping to the ring. That'd be my signature move.
Okay, now listen to me just one time.
Okay.
If you were to go to this training center and you were to learn to be a wrestler,
yeah.
What existing wrestler would you want to learn their moves, their on-mic talent, their whatever? Which is difficult because there's a lot of good guys, a lot of very successful, awesome on-mic guys.
Sure.
There's obviously quite a few, but some that stick out more than others, in-ring guys. So if you could just pick one guy, who would it be?
Well, obviously, it's got to be Hogan.
Okay.
He's the greatest of all time.
He's not.
He's the GOAT.
He's not
the
GOAT.
The GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Do me a favor. Listen to the show.
Okay.
You cannot pick your boyfriend, Hulk Hogan.
All right.
So it has to be somebody different other than Terry Bollea.
Oh.
You got to think about it?
Yeah, because it's him and then, like, you know, everybody else.
Now, are you saying that because he listens and you guys are friends?
No. I mean, he's probably listening right now. What's up, T? Let's go. I'll go Ric Flair.
All right. Ooh. Okay. And that's okay. So that would be more in-ring or out-of-ring? Or are you going to learn how to face plant? Because that was what he's pretty much known for. The chop and the face plant.
Who did the figure four leg lock? Who was that?
That would be Ric Flair.
Oh, that's my guy.
Tuning in. Why do you think Charlotte Flair does the figure eight?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a take from...
That's it.
From Ricky.
And then I would obviously want to hang out with Bella or Nikki.
I didn't say you're going to hang out. I'm just said you're going to learn.
I want to wrestle with her.
And if I was to think about it, I would have to do the same for me that I said to you. If you can't bring up Terry Bollea, I can't bring up Randy Poffo. So I would have to go somebody other than that. And I think it would be easy to go The Rock. I think it would be easy to say who I believe is a legend, Diamond Dallas Page.
You know.
And I'll kick that DDP out because he's a friend as well. So before the end of the show, I'll give you who I would want to do.
Well, just wait till the Naked Pizza Man debuts and you can be a fan.
I won't be.
Buy an apron.
I promise you.
It'll be like the Naked Pizza Man apron and sell him in the
good gimmick.
I
think we should
get King Mo. We'll do a tag team.
Well, no, because one would be successful and then there'd be you.
He'd be the king and I'll be the king of pizza, like two kings. We three kings. So how's it? Yeah, you could be a part of it, Randy. Randy, you gotta get in there. How many famous Randys are there? Randy Orton, Randy
Poffo,
Randy Couture,
Randy Couture,
Randy.
Randy Orton has a big match on Friday.
Randy Macho Man Savage
against Triple H. It's gonna be a good one.
Macho Man. I got to change my pick to Macho Man.
I won't allow that.
He's the goat. He's the goat. He's
you
a,
just said
he's,
Terry's
Terry's
goat.
He's Terry's closest goat, like below Terry.
You know, he's tossing and turning in his grave.
No way.
He is. You saying that. You saying that he's just below him and all. Come on.
He's not the cream of the crop. Brother.
Have you seen that video?
Yo, it's the greatest.
It's one of those little milk creamers, you know, from back in the 70s. He kept pulling it up and, like, dropping it. And there was nobody in that time that was like Randy.
And when him and Terry did that thing together, have you seen the Facebook new current memes where it's like when you and your friends are, you know, tripping on mushrooms and like, they're like, when the stars collide and the universe is brother? Like, it's epic. I mean, truly epic to be, you know, 30 years ago. That's just legendary.
You want to talk about the new heavyweight champ?
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone on the Four Letter Network saying that Butterbean is now the champ. I've reached out to Butterbean, who lives in Alabama. He carves, he whittles.
Really?
He whittles knives. That's what he does now.
Wow.
And he came to one of our charity events that we do in Nashville.
Right. Yeah. Talking about his body composition, yeah. About like he's out of shape, and one of the commentators called him what, obese or fat or something. And they, I mean,
well, he was.
I mean, just he's saying weight class, right? I mean, so it's just different composition.
Physique doesn't necessarily equal wins and championships and whatever.
Sure,
Daniel Cormier is not a physique looking guy.
Right.
Tim Sylvia, when he won the UFC heavyweight champion, was not a, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger physique body.
Sure.
Talent, you know, landing at the proper time, you know, all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about the critics talking about Joshua, about how he, you know, he's ruined. Like, he's Ronda Rousey of boxing. Like, he mentally was broken Saturday night. Not his career is done. Like, he's just mentally is out of the game. Like, he won't bounce back from this. Like, some guys lose, and they use it as motivation to get back and become an even more dominant champion.
Henry Cejudo.
Coming up this
week. You're fair.
Yeah.
He was my Uber fair in Atlanta. And sometimes that drives you.
Right.
You know, from suffering that. You know, and a lot of times when we talk to these athletes, or, you know, when you even think about, you know, undefeated, there's a zero. Matter of fact, Nina's opponent has a zero. You know, how do you change when the zero becomes a one? You know, nobody knows until it happens.
Sure.
How do you change? You know, I remember when Nogueira got knocked out in training. It changed him. How long it changed him, you don't know.
Right.
It's something that you have to adjust to. So.
Well, isn't that what Joshua said, that he was hurt? He got knocked out in sparring, that he tried to pull from the fight, but they wouldn't let him, that he wasn't fighting in his right capacity?
I don't know how anybody cannot allow you to pull out of a fight. If you're hurt, if whatever, athletes pull out all the time.
If it's too much money involved, at that stage of the game.
Then it's not that they didn't allow him to pull out. He didn't pull out because of the money, because of
the
what
backlash,
was
invested. Right.
You know, so
right.
Don't say they didn't let you. You can always pull out of an event if it warrants it, if you're injured. I hate when an athlete says that after. Well, I was hurt. Well, you knew you were hurt before the
right.
fight. So just because it didn't go your way, now that's the excuse.
Well, in combat sport, and as in we see in the NBA finals, I mean, these professional athletes, they push their bodies so hard that, you know, they're all banged up. I mean, no one's 100% in the NBA finals right now. I mean, well, none of these guys. You know, and
nobody's 100% in the finals of anything. Can
right.
you imagine being a hockey player and you're in the Stanley Cup finals? You think you're 100%?
Didn't Charles just break his jaw like the last game?
How would you know? He has the playoff beard. You wouldn't know.
True, but they said he broke his jaw. Like, I mean, it still is questionable if he's going to play next game. Like, that's like the grit of a hockey player. Like,
first of all, who said that he won't play?
They said that he's not taken off as like eligible to play. He's got a broken jaw.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
Have you seen hockey players? Hockey players are to a whole new level. They can get a gash. They go and they get stitched up, right. And they're back before the end of the period.
Soccer players, like, they could bring out a stretcher. They airlift them out, take them to a hospital.
There was an athlete, and I don't remember if it was basketball or baseball, so help me God. He went on the IR because he dislocated his thumb playing Game Boy. It's a true story. It's a true story.
Well, didn't Brian Griese, he was quarterback of the Broncos, and he injured himself falling down the stairs. He said his Labrador knocked him down. But
things happen.
We think the Bud Light got him. allegedly.
But that doesn't happen in hockey.
Yeah, those guys play no matter what.
They're
just ripping arm off. Like, I don't need this.
Absolutely.
Right.
And beat you over the head with it.
Well, I mean, we saw that in Sweden. I mean, against with Smith, he said he broke his hand the first round. You know, still fought Gustafsson, still won.
I'm scared to ask you this question because there's no telling what's going to come out of that pothole. But is Gustafsson a legend? Is Gustafsson a Hall of Famer? Is Gustafsson where people are putting him?
I mean, he's Gerald McCoy. I mean, he's a good guy. He's a good fighter. He's good for the sport. He made the fights interesting. He was the closest to knock out John Jones, I think, of anybody that's ever to do it.
And that's why he gets all the credit that he gets. That's why he is the next. He is because of that fight in Toronto against John Jones. He was a good fighter.
Great fighter.
He was a very good fighter.
Very good fighter. Solid all-around fighter.
I've never liked his style when he turns around and runs away, though. I've never liked that. And you would have to think when there's close fights that he loses points. He loses rounds because of that. Because that sticks in a judge's mind. Oh, and real quick, World Class Fight League, what an awesome job on Saturday night.
How was that?
It was some really good fights.
Okay.
It was some really good fights.
Sure.
Two title fights. The main event ended in the second round when he couldn't come off the stool. His corner threw the towel in, and there was a new champion.
Wow.
And I held tradition like always. I was in the parking lot in my car before they announced the winner.
Because they didn't like the score.
Well, no, you know, because where I was sitting judging, it was in front of the corner of the champion who stopped the fight. So as soon as I saw him wave it off, I turned to Alex Kappa, who was there from the Bucks. I said, "All right, it's over." I handed my score thing, and I'm gone.
Wow.
Then, as I'm driving across the bridge, I swear, I started to think, I really hope the fight was stopped.
Oh,
because I'm not 100% sure.
Wow.
I saw him say it, and I was like gone before they announced anything. So I didn't hear back.
I mean, and I've been to a lot of live venues with you. I mean, that's one thing I can say you're an expert at.
Leaving?
you know how to navigate to get out before traffic, get ahead of the line.
I hate traffic.
You do.
I hate traffic.
I mean, and you're an expert at like getting ahead of it.
I've left Super Bowls early. I have.
If you were in Atlanta and you missed Brady's comeback, then you missed the greatest comeback of all time.
It is ironic that you said Atlanta because it was a Super Bowl in Atlanta. And I left after halftime, and I was in the elevator with Warwick Dunn, and that's when we kind of became friends. He's like, "Oh, you're leaving?" I go, "Yeah, I'm beating traffic. It was, I like you more now than ever." And you took off.
Yeah.
You got to beat the traffic. You either have to stay an hour after, or you have to beat the traffic.
Well, that's what happened in Sunrise. You're like, "Hey, you ready to go?" And I'm like, "No, I want to see the last fight." And then
we stayed till the last fight.
I know. And then we got stuck in the traffic in the parking lot forever.
That's because there's an awful driver sitting at this table.
Also, this awful driver got Henry Cejudo to his plane on time, so he can go back to training so he can fight in Chicago coming up this weekend.
I can't believe that neither one of us thought to park further away from the building. You have to always think of your exit.
Yeah.
Instead of getting the closest spot to walk six steps inside, you should have parked the furthest away so we would have been able to get out within 3 minutes.
Well, if you wouldn't have been telling me that the whole time I was sitting in general population that I had to park next to Will Call to go get my single ticket so I was by myself.
That was funny, though.
I kind of thought I was going to have to remove the car to a different lot anyway. And, I didn't know where I was sitting. I didn't even know if I was going to be in the arena.
It was funny when I told you to go to Will Call, and you walked away like a sad puppy as you went to go get your credential. You never said a word.
I didn't.
But you did walk away like a very sad
puppy. Listen, if I'm not working, I'm drinking. So I was going to have a good time with or without the credential.
Well, I appreciate that if you're working. You know, I did that at the UFC. I turned in my co-host, who was drinking on Radio Row.
Oh, I bet.
And then after that, they included on the bottom of all the credential things, no drinking, act professional, whatever.
Well, my boy Chris Cade from Colorado, he was drinking next to me at the 25th anniversary show. And the UFC came out, snatched the beer out of his hand, and like, "Read the rules."
That's right.
And then you looked around, you're like, "I'm so glad that wasn't you."
Oh, you wouldn't be sitting here right now. You know, trust me, you do a lot of tool things. And I saw you in the race.
Oh, yeah.
The Atlanta tool race. Have the tool race.
I would dominate that thing. Are you kidding me?
I don't think you would dominate.
You don't think I would dominate a tool race?
No, you would not.
I'm pretty good at being a tool.
Yeah, you're excellent at being a tool, but you would not win the tool race.
Was that sponsored by Home Depot?
Yes. I guarantee you would lose the tool race. Now, I've never seen it. This is just what I've heard. They have a track superstar, and all the tools run off, And then, like, he gives him such a head start, and then he blows
him. Is it the White Lightning kid, that high school kid that's, like, blazing fast?
I don't think it's him, no. Because he's in high school.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure that he doesn't fly from Texas to Atlanta.
He might. He might just run from Texas to Atlanta and come back.
No, it's
faster than a plane.
Did you see your favorite baseball team, the Tampa Bay Rays, now have tickets for $5?
They can't even give them away, can they?
I have tickets to give away for Monday and Thursday.
Does anybody take them?
I mean, sometimes people pick them up. Sometimes they come to their pickup location and they can't be found.
I mean, I think the
he blew right by that. He didn't want to. You didn't even want to.
I was like, you know, I'm just going to miss that one.
Sad times in the Tampa Bay area, by the way.
Why? What happened?
Very, very sad. I mean, this isn't death and stuff.
Oh.
But I saw a post on the Book of Face, and I drove over to what was once known as Metal on Little Lake.
Okay.
Which is right behind Lynch Elementary School.
Okay.
Where a lot of us grew up. That's where I played my little league. And,
sure.
And the fields are gone. The dugouts are gone. They're tearing everything down. And it's sad. I went and I sat in the stands. And I told my mom, I thought it was so much bigger when I was 8.
Right.
You know, I thought the crowds were like professional stadiums.
Sure.
The stands. There's 3 rows. That's all it was 3 rows. I thought it was like a major, you know, facility. It was brutal, very sad.
Wow.
So if you're from the Tampa Bay area, really more importantly, the Medellin area of St. Petersburg, sad, sad times, Medellin Little League, no more. Now, it's been gone by the looks of it for a long, long time.
Sure.
But some fond memories there. I stepped on a nail, had to get a tetanus shot there.
Okay.
My dad dropped the concession stand door on somebody when he found out that.
So if that felt like the World Series, like the grandstands and all the people, then what did it feel like to be the bat boy for the St. Louis Cardinals?
It was cool.
Was that epic? Was that one of those things like when you look back on your childhood, like that's the moment of your childhood?
It was cool. Yeah. I mean, it was cool.
Was it Wizard of Oz there?
Yeah. Ozzy was there.
Ozzy's the greatest.
Lou Brock, Keith Hernandez. And I think I've told you the story. The big baseball agent. I just forgot his name. He is Bryce Harper's agent.
Oh, Rosenthal?
No, that's he's from down south. This is from California. Hopefully Sean's listening and he'll text me. Was our third baseman.
So you know, Anthony. Hey, Anthony. Anthony.
Yeah, live on the air.
Yeah, Anthony. God, this guy doesn't listen.
What?
Who's the catcher that played for the Cardinals? That your mom.
This is great radio.
Yeah, who? What's his name? Bob? Bob Buckner or something?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
That guy. Anyway, I met him. His grandma brought a guy here that played for the Cardinals, right?
Scott Boris.
Wasn't it? Bob Fungi. Oh, Bob Fungi's been here in this restaurant.
That's awesome. Scott Boris is the agent that I was talking about.
Okay.
Who's the super agent, Bryce Harper's agent, the big baseball agent, and he was our third baseman.
Oh, really?
Kind of cool. There's some epic stories I can't tell on the air.
Of course. I mean, that's back when baseball was actually good to watch.
Oh, it had nothing to do with baseball.
Okay.
We went on a road trip down south, and I remember sharing a room with 2 players. And all I can legally say because of FCC is I was told to look the other way and stare at the wall and don't make a sound.
Oh, man.
I don't know why they didn't just say, get out of the room and come back in an hour. Right. But no, they made me stay in the room.
Because they're afraid you're going to go tell someone and they come back.
So now I'm telling someone.
Well, just like your co-host, you ratted out for the drink of beer in UFC row.
Well, it's against the rules.
Of course.
Now, I don't know what they were doing was necessarily against the rules.
Okay.
Well, they paid for it, so it is against the rules.
Well, this interview went south quick.
So with that, let's go hit our break. All right, we are at the bottom of the hour. A lot of cool stuff coming up. Within the next 15 or 20 minutes, we should be hearing from Pedro Munhoz. Takes on Sterling this weekend.
Before we move on, but I did have a dream last night that you introduced me to Pete Rose. We're in like some little like lounge, and there was a jersey, his autograph, it's like Pete Rose. And I was like, Randy, is that for me? And you're like, absolutely not.
And it's my favorite player.
I was sad.
Well,
I woke up sad.
But you're the reason that we blew off not going to the live show when he was in
my
town.
My wife was the reason.
No, you're the reason.
No, she...
She represents you.
She had
you.
A wedding.
Hey.
She had a wedding on Sunday night at 6 p.m. Who does that? And then I tried to sneak out because I was like waiting for them to say I do, and I was ready to just run down the street, and then...
I was expecting it.
I was trying, and then, you know, I was like, I just can't be that guy.
All right, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC Heavyweight Champion of the World, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I kind of felt like I was in an episode of My Cousin Vinny.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right.
As I'm looking up, should I say the name or just say it was somebody's name?
Say it. I don't know.
Well, what's the name?
Bob Fungi.
Okay. So I'm looking up. I'm Googling. Not that I don't believe either one of you, but I'm Googling Bob Fungi.
Okay.
And I asked, F-I-N-G, and then somebody yelled E. So I put it in. I go, no, nothing. He goes, did I say E? I meant you.
Right.
You know, like they did in My Cousin Vinny, where Pesci was like, oh, did I say Robert? I meant Roberto. I meant Bobby. I'm like, I think I'm going to be in an episode here of My Cousin Vinny, one of the best movies of all time.
That is your favorite. That is your favorite. Top five?
Of the nine I've watched.
I mean, I know there's five Rockies, so I mean, maybe six.
Well, there's six Rockies. Then there's Creed and Creed 2. And then Rambo's coming out with the new Rambo.
What?
Yeah, new Rambo's coming out.
How can they get away with that in today's modern era? Like, won't there be so many politically correct people banning the violence
slicing and dicing
and killing, running out of, like, you know, machine guns?
I don't know if I ever told you this story, but Sean used to work in a movie theater, And somebody went to a movie, and I'm going to make it up because I don't remember which one it was. It was like Star Wars or Star Trek or Jurassic Park or something. And they went and they watched the whole movie. And with like 2 minutes left, they went out to the window, ticket window, and demanded their money back because the movie was unrealistic.
Oh.
Really, Star Trek is unrealistic. Mm. Like flying through the air and...
Well, it's not unrealistic now. I mean, we got Tesla and we got all kinds of...
Like, yeah, but you can't...
Elon Musk, we got all kinds of stuff.
You can't get in a building and this little funny sound happens and then you show up on planet Mars.
If we're going to have Space Force in Florida, or if Trump's bringing Space Force to life, anything's possible.
Anything is possible, just like UFC 238 is possible this weekend. We do have another pair of tickets to give away to BKFC 6.
Awesome.
Is it 6 or 5?
It's 6.
Which is the 22nd. We're going to hook people up. We got some tables that we're going to be involved in. How do you want to give away a pair of tickets? Let's make this idiot-proof.
Should I
do it idiot-proof?
Just the base entry general admission is $40 per ticket. You're giving away $80 value. They got to do something special. I mean, you could give away 100 raised tickets for two bare knuckle because of the value.
I could give you ownership of the raise for the same value.
I just want to own the third level.
But because it's closed?
Because there's no one there.
I don't have
any. What are they doing at the Trump?
I don't know.
No cash. They stopped taking cash. That's backfiring. They close the third deck. That's backfiring.
They're playing.
God, that's backfiring. I mean, they're winning and still nobody goes. It's the lowest attendance of their career.
And people continue with, because of where it is, where the location is, where there's no public transportation. Crossing the bridge is awful.
It is.
But I want somebody to complain about crossing the bridge. I want somebody to complain about the location of the Tampa Bay Rays that do not live in Tampa. Now somebody tell me.
Yeah, there's not.
Well, I'm just saying everybody in Tampa wants it in Tampa because it's more convenient for them.
Right.
Are the people in Pasco up in
Newport
Richie?
They're not coming down. Well, they're not baseball fans.
And they're not going to come either way. Well, they're live PD fans.
Right, they are. No, I think you got to do something special for the tickets. It's a
what's more special than $5?
This is a once event. I mean, UFC is the seventh time they've been in Chicago, right? So this is their seventh promotion in the Windy City coming up this weekend. Bare knuckle. This is the first time in history that's been in Tampa, and it's only the sixth one that's been sanctioned on U.S. soil since 1879 or whatever.
I truly believe, and not because I like Dave Feldman. Not because Paulie's going to be on, in about 45 minutes. I truly believe this could be. You know, again, if somebody goes out there and slips on a banana peel and the fight's over, it won't be. But I believe this fight, Paulie and Artem, could be the greatest combat fight in Tampa Bay history. I truly believe
it could be greatest combat fight at all time. I mean, Artem just came off of a Jason Knight banger that's being compared to the greatest UFC fight of all time, Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin. So, I mean, you got one of the participants in it. You know he's a warrior. You know he's not going to quit. And you got Paulie coming from boxing, got the beef with Conor McGregor. He's not going to let this thing go.
I do want to correct what a lot of people are also, and Paulie's going this route. And I'm sure that BKFC loves this. I'm sure that everybody loves that Paulie is instigating MMA fans. This has nothing to do with MMA. Artem is coming from MMA.
Right.
It's not MMA skills. It's going to be boxing skills. It's going to be stand-up fighting skills.
Yeah.
So to say MMA versus boxer, that's not what this fight is. That's not what bare-knuckle fighting is.
That's what MMA started as, to see which discipline was the best. I mean, which one had the advantage in a real fight. You know, now this is one skill. This is one discipline.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can still kind of grab behind the head and throw some punches and stuff, but basically it's striking.
Right.
That's what it is. And I believe that easier is not the right word, but because you don't have to worry about takedowns, you don't have to worry about, and Artem has said this, every time I fight, somebody takes me down,
they lay on me. What Khabib is known for. I mean, didn't they just announce Khabib's fighting in
Poirier.
They just announced in Dubai,
but
I think we should go to that. Get your passport, Harris.
I'm sending it in this week.
Yes.
But I've heard that's not signed. I don't know who, but from what I've heard, it's been agreed upon. One is signed, one hasn't.
Is that really a fight that you really want to see, though? I mean, their styles are completely different. Do you think Poirier has any chance?
Yeah. I think
really?
He has a chance.
He's a striker. He's a banger. He's a striker, right. He's not. I mean, Khabib's just going to maul him and put him on the ground and lay on him and do what Artem complains about is what's wrong with MMA.
Well, that's not what's wrong with MMA.
That's what he claims.
I understand that, but it's part of what MMA is.
Right.
So to say that about anybody is not fair. That's part of the sport.
Right.
If you, it's kind of like what we've talked about in the NFL, and you know how after a touchdown is scored and the excessive celebration, there's a way to stop it. Don't let them score. There's a way to stop not being laid upon. Stop the takedown.
Sure.
And if you can't stop the takedown, then you're going to have to deal with it.
I'll be honest. I'm not really excited about that fight as much as the location, and we're going to Dubai.
As long as you're paying for it.
All right. Watch me. Watch. I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
I know you do. I know some things that are up your sleeve. So
we can drive Bugattis around. I mean, as long as Tracy Morgan's not driving. You see, he crashed his $2 million Bugatti yesterday. At 1 hour after he bought it, he bought a 2012 used Bugatti for $2 million, and an Uber driver crashed into him in Manhattan. 1 hour after he had it.
Well, at least the insurance will cover it.
Well, at least it wasn't a Walmart truck this time. I mean,
I thought about saying something, and I figured that's how he could afford. Well,
well that's who bought it. Walmart bought it. It's probably a Walmart on the license plate.
That should be the license plate.
He could return it.
Could you imagine? Walmart won.
Well, yeah, Walmart lost.
No, or just Walmart and one or two. Or you can't say Walmart lost because I don't know if you have that many letters.
Could you return it at Target? Just be like, yeah, I got this. I don't like it. You know,
as long as it's within the 12 days.
Because they'll return anything.
Well, some places, you know, you can. Well, if it's within the first day, don't you have X amount of days to return a car?
If you crash it.
It depends on how it's worded in the contract.
That's true.
I mean, it's possible.
It's true.
Yeah. Do you want to pull up the card so at least we can talk sense here other than Henry Cejudo?
And since you brought up GSP, did you see that he's declined a career in WWE? As he didn't want to commit to the schedule and, like, you know, be on the road that much, but he likes the you know, guest appearance kind of thing.
No.
You want to see him as a regular?
No, I don't want to see him wrestle.
No?
You know, in wrestling. I don't know, even though it would be fun, because I would hope that Vince McMahon, and, you know, I told you I listened to my first podcast ever the other day, right?
Did you? What did you listen to?
My very first podcast I've ever listened to was Talk is Jericho, and he had the athlete formerly known as Dean Ambrose on. And listening to it, it's things that you would imagine, but, you know, how Vince runs the show and how it's Vince's word. And you know, it's funny because I watched the episode when Roman Reigns came out and said that his leukemia was back. And then later in the show, Dean Ambrose came out and kind of made fun of Roman Reigns and brought up the leukemia. And it always bothered me. You know, I can't believe, and he addressed that in the podcast, that was the final straw and why he left WWE.
Sure.
Is because of that. And yeah.
But isn't that the best job, though, to go and just guest appearances and get paid for your one show? Like, instead of having to travel all the time. Right.
Brock Lesnar shows up whenever he feels like it.
Then retires and, you know, in, out. Just like McGregor's doing right now, right? Retired, coming back out.
Has he retired?
McGregor?
Yeah.
He's retired, right?
Well, he said the R word, but, I mean, you had quite a few retirements from Sweden. I don't know if you saw
Gustafsson
that.
Retired in the ring?
I think three guys were retired. Octagon. Yes, in the octagon. Please get it right.
No, he took the gloves off and he laid it down and he said, the show is over. And I kind of thought it was just, that was the last show of the night. And but he meant by his career is done. Do you believe him?
I don't believe anybody anymore. You know, and King Mo will be on in the second hour.
You believe him? He retired?
I don't know.
I mean, because if they retire, they're just free to take on new, like, federations or promotions to offer them a new contract, right?
I don't know. See, if you have a contract and you retire, I know that there's been athletes that have retired in the UFC, and then when they've tried to come back, there's still fights left on their contract.
Oh,
so they would,
right.
You know, again, it's all depending on how it's worded.
Sure.
It's all dependent on what kind of attorneys you have, you know, all that kind of stuff. So who knows? Let's go hit a real quick break. When we come back, hopefully we will head up to Chicago as we get ready for the next UFC. What number is it? 2-something?
238.
And on the four-letter network, ESPN, we'll have both athletes in the co-main event of the undercard when we show. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Steph.
From the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
And you are listening to Knockout Radio live every Wednesday from 2 to 4 right here, Tan Talk 1340.
Ah, I thought you were going to say something else, and I was going to correct you, but what you're right. I thought you were going to say live every Wednesday from Tour de Pizza, because we won't be live here in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, we're going to do a special broadcast from the press box over in Tampa, 222 South Del Mabry, with Artem, with Paulie, with Abe, with Dave Feldman.
Brennan Ward, Chris Lieben.
Hopefully Chris Lieben. Hopefully Chris Lytle. So it'll be an action-packed show. It'll be an action-packed at the press box. So make your plans to stop on.
And obviously that's coming up June 22nd. But before that, we got June 8th up in Chicago, the Windy City. The president of the Randy regime is on his way, getting ready to gear up for UFC 238 Saturday night.
When you think Chicago, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Pizza.
What's the second thing that comes to mind?
The Sears Tower.
Okay. You have the Bears.
Eh.
You have the Cubs.
Eh.
You have the White Sox.
Eh.
You have, what was the pizza, all that stuff. You know what the first thing that comes to my mind is?
Hot dogs.
Garrett popcorn.
Okay.
Seriously. And we are expecting our shipment today.
There you go.
You know, we did a special order in.
I knew it would be food related knowing you. But yeah, this card's stacked. I mean, if you're a fan and for the new fans coming in.
Somebody just texted me the first thing that comes to their mind when you say Chicago, and I didn't understand it. Murders.
Oh, yeah. It is the murder capital.
I don't think it is.
I mean, it kind of bounces around, right? It's like D.C., Little Rock.
I thought it was Detroit. Then I thought it was whatever the next city over from Detroit was. And I thought it was Newark.
Yeah, Detroit just killed the auto industry.
Well, they killed everything.
I don't know.
I'll tell you this much. Of all the UFCs that I've went to, and if you were to ask me my Mount Rushmore of locations, I bet you I'd put Detroit on the top four.
That's because you broadcast live from the Hardcore Pawn.
Well, that too.
And Les and Seth are your boys now.
Well, that's true. But
how cool was that, broadcasting Knockout Radio live from their pawn shop?
It was cool. It was cool. But going to Hitsville, USA, where you know all Motown was started. Detroit's a cool, cool city. Just bring protection. You know, people to protect you.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun. You know, and I went up there for, I've been up there for baseball game. I've been up there for football games. Detroit's a cool city.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is close to Detroit. It is Chicago. It's also cold. So.
At home at Garrett Popcorn.
And the title fight this weekend is the greatest Uber fare I've ever taken. Henry Cejudo, the Olympic champion. And he's taking on Marlon Morales.
Do you believe, like all his videos, you know, Henry is saying when he wins on Saturday, that he should be the pound for pound best fighter in the world. Again, I don't look at what's on it. I don't know who is.
Well, DJ was considered the greatest pound for pound fighter. The title defenses of all time. What, 12 consecutive title defenses beat Anderson Silva's 11?
I never had him. I've never had anybody when I voted.
DJ was not ever in that conversation. I mean, he had to be. Just because he didn't have the name, he didn't have the promotion of like the self-promotion of like.
He was never in my number one, ever.
But can you argue the way he fought the fights? I mean, they were tactical.
Sure,
they were strategic.
Sure, you can argue. I mean, we can have that discussion, but I always believed it was John Jones. Now, if you make me throw John Jones out for testing positive, how do you not say it's Cormier? You have to.
The greatest pound per pound ever?
How do you not?
How can you defend against 12 defense titles? Everyone. DJ.
I understand that. But do you want me to defend my John Jones comment, or do you want me to defend my DC?
Go with John Jones.
Look at who John Jones has beat. Look how John Jones has never lost a fight that he wasn't disqualified in.
He lost the Gustafsson fight, according to many.
Yeah, but not according to the people that mattered.
Right.
Well, that's all that matters.
Well, of course. Always.
So he didn't lose to Gustafsson. He lost to Matt Hamill by elbow strikes, you know, nonstop.
Right.
To
illegal
Matt Hamill.
12-6 elbows from the ground.
Right.
So, no, but DJ was considered the GOAT.
By who?
By a lot of people.
No.
He was for pound for pound, how can you not put him in that top?
Five?
Top three?
Top five?
Top three.
Top five?
And the only guy that he lost to was Henry Cejudo, and he had a shoulder issue. DJ was like battling a shoulder surgery. I mean, how can you not say Henry didn't is the up and coming. DJ's already a veteran. They didn't fight it. They're both at their best.
You believe that Henry Cejudo, pound for pound, is a better fighter than Cormier?
No.
Okay.
But I think DJ in his prime is the GOAT of all time.
And you're allowed to think that.
The flying armbar, like he like submitted him in midair.
I'm not calling you a moron having an opinion.
He had some amazing finishes.
Absolutely, he did.
He was tactical. He never showed damage. He never was hurt. He never injured. He was dominant.
He was.
But he didn't do anything flashy. He didn't do anything.
For the flying armbar.
That was.
But I believe they called that the mousetrap.
The mousetrap.
What's a cool name?
But like, it's just crazy that he's not considered in that top just because he didn't have a big promotion behind him.
No, I think he was considered in the top. I just don't think, at least by me, that I listed him number one. I've always had John Jones number one. I had Anderson Silva one before John Jones. And then, if you're going to take them both off because of all time, because of the positive tests, I don't know how you don't go Cormier because of who he has beat.
Just think about if he had a mouth on him like McGregor. Or what's the Oregon?
Well, that's what Cejudo's doing now.
What's the Oregon guy?
Chael Sonnen.
Like, think about if he had that kind of mouth and promotion and he could talk his way, and then back it up the way he did 12 consecutive times. How can you not call him the GOAT?
Our producer, well, really my producer, it's Flint that I said was right
Flint,
outside
Michigan?
Detroit, right.
They don't have any water there.
And Baltimore would be listed in the murder capitals of the world.
That would come back a tainted substance, like the Romero getting the $27 million awarded
Well, he got awarded. I'm still curious. We're all going to be curious what he receives. Hopefully he gets it all.
Because of tainted supplements that he was taking, that were tainted. And I'm sure that any fighters coming out of Flint, Michigan will probably have a tainted drug test as well.
It's possible. Get back to the... Yeah. We keep drifting.
I know. You got me fired up about this DJ. DJ deserves more respect from you and everybody else.
I respect what DJ did. I'm not trying to take anything away from him.
It's because he had the Xbox sponsorship, and he was like...
Took it from me.
Did he really?
He didn't necessarily take it from me, but I'm the one that kind of brought Xbox into MMA.
Wow.
I met somebody at a Super Bowl.
Okay.
On Radio Row. They sponsored my show for a couple years. And then some things happened, and one led to another.
That's why you don't like DJ getting the GOAT status.
It's nowhere near.
You took your Xbox controller.
No controller, maybe.
But then the second fight of the night, I guess it's title fight, right? So two fights, Shevchenko versus Jessica Ai, Valentina.
I'm excited about that fight.
I think it's a good fight. I mean, Jessica's got her hands full. But I think it's a good fight.
I'm happy for Jessica. Jessica has done our show a few times.
She has.
And I don't root often, and I'm not rooting against anybody, but I am rooting for Jessica Eye. I like her as a person. I like every interview that we had. And not that I don't like other fighters and all that stuff. It's just, you know, she's worked hard to get where she's at. And she's possibly 24 minutes and I almost said 90 seconds, right. 24 minutes and 58 seconds, 59 seconds away from, you know, living her dream.
Right.
And becoming a UFC world champion.
And it will be a big upset if she does this. I mean, Shevchenko comes in with the, expected to win. And so this is a big moment.
Here's another one of my pet peeves is when people say, well, she's the underdog or he's the underdog. Because in Vegas, the odds are that doesn't mean that they're the favorite or the underdog, really. It just means where people are betting
and where they make money, right. Or if they make more money on a long shot.
So right, so it doesn't necessarily mean favorite or.
I had an Uber driver yesterday bet money on a horse named Pizza Man Pete, which is that guy right there, and I was like, "You always bet on Pizza Man Pete," and he won $400.
There you go.
So and look what the Ruiz did in Mexico over the weekend. You bet on the underdog. I mean, talk about the classic underdog. Bigger upset Saturday than Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson?
No. I think Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson is the biggest upset in the history of sports.
All sports?
In combat sports.
Like, what about like the lightning falling to the... four consecutive to the Blue Jackets.
I would say what I would put up high in the list of upsets is when... Team USA beat Russia in the 1980 Olympics.
Miracle on Ice.
Right, the Miracle on Ice, you know, which didn't win the gold medal. A lot of people think that was the gold medal game, right. You know, and it wasn't. But that has to go up there along with, you know, the Buster Douglas.
And you see what Deontay Wilder, your boy, Deontay, said that Joshua gave up, quit. He's a quitter. Just mentally gave up.
And just to, and I don't know if this numbers are right, but my crack producer is working hard. Ruiz was an 11-1. And again, that just means where the betting right. money is. You know what Buster Douglas was, allegedly?
Uh-uh.
Take a guess.
800-1.
45-1.
Oh, 41. Wow.
45-1, and I believe he put almost his whole check, you know, on himself. Good ups for him.
Good for him.
You know, so how anybody could say, you know, that this is a bigger... You know, it's people at the four-letter network calling it Waterbeam.
I don't know what the betting odds are on the third fight of the night on Saturday, but Tony Ferguson versus Donald Cerrone in the lightweight bout. Who are you going with? Who are you picking on that one?
I don't know.
I mean, this is a refresher for Tony. He hasn't fought in a while. He's been injured. This is his first comeback fight. We've seen Donald Cerrone look better and better. I mean, you know, Denver against Mike Perry and... He just keeps getting better, Cerrone.
And
he's a legend. I mean, how can you not call Cerrone like? Well, he got the most wins in UFC history.
I think the thing that sticks in my mind the most, and I like Donald Cerrone, is the fight in Orlando. You know where that's for basically a title shot. This is a tough fight. These are the fights I love. I truly, this fight.
Shouldn't this be a main event? I mean, third fight?
On another card.
I mean, right.
Right, on another card. But no, this shouldn't be a main event on this card because there's two title fights. So as long as there's title fights, this will always be an under the co, you know, or main event. I love fights that I don't predict a winner.
Right.
I'm not saying that I'm going to predict the right winner.
Sure.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if Henry Cejudo loses, okay? I'm going to pick Henry Cejudo. If he loses, I'm not going to be shocked.
Right.
I can't pick. I don't know Cowboy or Tony Ferguson. I think I know, every time I lean towards Tony Ferguson just because.
Just because you know he's an absolute animal. You know Cowboy. His training camp is absolutely insane. You know that you know he's a workhorse. He's got a no-quit mentality.
I know there are some people in the Donald Cerrone camp that are not very happy about this fight, that he should have gotten, he should have waited. He should have waited for that title shot. But that's not Donald Cerrone. You know, that's not Frankie Edgar.
Right. Yeah, Frankie took the Ortega fight right. and didn't need to and got knocked out.
Well, what people tend to forget is they only get paid if they fight. So right. if you say, no, I'm going to wait, and that wait never happens, you know, you're taking... tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, and how
body.
Many fights did Ferguson commit to? But injury kept him out. So he's still not getting a paycheck. So
right.
If you wait and you're injured or in camp or you can't fight, you know, these guys got to pay their bills.
This is a good stacked card on Saturday night.
Stacked.
So we're going to run down the whole card. Every time we kind of drift and go other places. So I promise in the second hour, we will kind of run down the card. I'll let you say what almost anything that you have on your mind. And we'll get excited about that, which is this Saturday. And then we're only a couple weeks away from BKFC6.
Huge.
Right here in Tampa. Paulie Artem. The press conference is going to be
insane.
Them both at the press box is going to be incredible.
Awesome.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Snap Zone. She said,
look, what's your game? Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.